Have you ever wondered what separates those who dread Mondays from those who can't wait for them? The difference isn't luck or natural talent. It's a strategic approach to career development that John Acuff calls the Career Savings Account. This framework has transformed countless careers by focusing on four key investments that compound over time. What if Monday could become your favorite day? What if work felt less like prison and more like purpose? The path to this transformation is simpler than you might think, though it requires intentional effort in areas most people overlook. Through 16 years in corporate America, writing for Home Depot, branding for Bose, being laid off, fired, and even walking away from dream jobs, I've discovered something powerful. You control more than you think. The formula for career transformation is surprisingly straightforward. Relationships plus skills plus character times hustle equals career savings account. These aren't new concepts. You've already applied them elsewhere. You've worked on golf skills, hustled when dating someone special, built relationships with friends. The difference is applying them intentionally to your career. Most people have some pieces, but not all four, which severely limits their potential. It's not what you know, but who you know remains true because recommendations put reputations on the line, providing better vetting than any resume. Most people underestimate their existing connections. Instead of formal networking, simply ask yourself, who is one person who could help me with my career transition? Your career relationships fall into three categories: foes, work against you; friends, share your day; and advocates, shape your career. While every advocate is a friend, not every friend becomes an advocate. You need people who know the cheat codes and will share them. Advocates need access to your authentic self, not just your polished version. These relationships develop naturally over time. When meeting potential advocates, ask, "What is one piece of advice you'd give someone in my position?" Or, "What did you wish you knew at my age?" Without relationships, you become isolated regardless of talent. Our careers face four possible transitions: career ceiling, voluntary negative; career jump, voluntary positive; career opportunity, involuntary positive; and career bump, involuntary negative. Each requires different investments from your career savings account, with relationships often being most critical. While relationships open initial doors, skills determine whether you thrive afterward. Once who you know pays off, what you know becomes crucial. Skills transform amateurs into experts who earn more and advance faster. And unlike jobs, they remain yours permanently. Most people define skills too narrowly. Everything you do constitutes a skill, from conversations to fixing equipment to remembering details about colleagues. These seemingly minor abilities compound over time. To master invisible skills, start with fundamentals like punctuality. Add value by understanding your company's currency, what they value most, and align your efforts accordingly. Take ownership of your attitude, recognizing that you control your mindset at work. When developing new skills, begin with curiosity rather than obligation. Starting with could skills that interest you creates momentum for tackling necessary should skills later. Break large skills into manageable components, practice strategically, and find an accountability partner. Without skills, enthusiasm can't compensate for incompetence, limiting your career potential regardless of your network. If relationships are who you know and skills are what you do, character is who you are. Character serves as the mortar between all parts of the career savings account. While relationships get you first opportunities and skills get you second ones, character determines why people give you another chance after failure and prevents you from crumbling when successful. Bad guys may win temporarily, but strong character preserves relationships, protects your reputation, and lets you sleep soundly. Character is the slowest investment with the longest payoff, like planting an orchard. You're the farmer, Character traits are your trees, and weeds like narcissism, dishonesty, and apathy threaten growth. Generosity and empathy have surprising career impact. Generosity breeds loyalty. People work harder for you, clients return, and supporters rally behind your risks. Empathy, understanding others' needs and acting on them, helps navigate career transitions. Sometimes it's simply showing up and remembering what matters to others. Without character, you'll eventually fail ethically regardless of your connections or skills. Hustle isn't just another component of our career savings account, it multiplies everything else. The formula is relationships plus skills plus character times hustle equals career savings account. Hustle simply means work hard. If your career were a car, hustle would be the fuel. Without it, even the most impressive vehicle becomes just an expensive paperweight. Everyone needs a grit list, tasks you hate but recognize as critical to your career. Don't try to love these necessary skills. Admit you dislike them, acknowledge their value, and commit to doing them anyway. Hustle isn't about finding extra time. It's about recognizing your current season. You might be in med school season, working 70-hour weeks, family season with young children, or payoff debt season. Applying hustle to the wrong season damages other parts of your life. Yet without hustle, your potential remains unrealized despite having all other elements of the career savings account. You have more control of your life than you think, yet simultaneously less than you imagine. When feeling out of control, we often think we need to hustle harder. But hustle requires an open hand, working diligently while accepting that results aren't entirely under your control. Everyone questions their life purpose. Rather than needing perfect clarity before acting, purpose typically emerges through work. I advocate for a fuzzy vision that clarifies as you progress. At 23, most of what I do now didn't exist. Stay flexible, as your future career might still be emerging. Our careers face just four possible transitions: career ceiling, voluntary negative; career jump, voluntary positive; career opportunity, involuntary positive; and career bump, involuntary negative. Each requires different investments from your career savings account, with flexibility helping you navigate all transitions more resiliently. I wrote this book because I believe you're capable of more than you think, and work can be meaningful. We needn't dread Monday. But if we want our jobs to change, we must change first by building career savings accounts full of relationships, skills, character, and hustle. Years ago, someone firing me claimed I wasn't a writer and lacked skills to succeed. Years later, as publishers bid on this book, I remembered that dismissive question, "You really think you can do this?" Someone has asked you that question too. Fear loves it. But walking in the woods one spring day, I answered it myself. Apparently, I can. That can be your answer too. When you write me about your career transformation a year from now, that's what I'll say about you. Do you think you can reimagine your career? Apparently, you can.